Vice President Joe Biden spent an hour at the University of Vermont this morning describing the effort behind the so-called cancer moonshot. A room full of doctors, researchers, and medical students heard Biden's message that cancer can become both treatable and preventable. BPR's Patty Daniels has more.
Biden and other dignitaries were warmly greeted at UVM on Friday. About 300 people, a few of them in scrubs and lab coats, listened as Biden laid out his vision for cancer research.
We're on the cusp of breakthroughs that are breathtaking. Breathtaking.
The VP described some of the cornerstones of the task force he's led since January. And the common thread was leveraging technology to push the edge of research farther.
The main purpose was to decide how to clear the underbrush that was slowing up progress. What impediments did the federal government present to the process and clear them away?
Some of that underbrush was research being done in silos or by government agencies whose mission is seemingly unrelated to cancer, like the Department of Energy, but that have the potential to make breakthroughs.
Because what I've found out is the incredible, incredible diversity of disciplines that are needed to ultimately get to the bottom of what causes a mutant gene to become mutant, what causes it to become cancer. These guys have no friggin' idea what does it. None. None. And by the way, they're brilliant. But my point is, that's the Holy Grail. That's the Holy Grail. How do you turn off a mutant gene?
The room full of UVM's medical community laughed at the line, but some of the people in that room are doing exactly the kind of research that he described.
There are many ways that the genome can be changed to create a cancer cell.
This is Dr. Deborah Leonard. She shared the dais with Biden and the other dignitaries.
And depending upon the specific changes that have happened to make a particular cancer, will determine the best ways to treat that cancer.
Dr. Leonard is head of pathology at the UVM Health Network and the Larner College of Medicine. Her research suggests a future in which cancer treatment is tailored to an individual patient. She calls it precision or personalized medicine.
But I think the personalized comes down to your genome, your cancer's variants or changes that are making it a cancer, and really trying to tailor the treatment to the individual person.
That theme of personalized treatment connected with the personal and nearly emotional moments in the prepared remarks. Senator Patrick Leahy introduced Biden to the audience and pointed out that everyone in the room has this in common.
Nobody knows anybody, a family or friend or co-workers, who haven't had somebody struck by cancer.
Leahy's wife is a cancer survivor, and his older brother recently died of cancer. He took a long pause before resuming.
It is deeply personal in our family.
And it's personal to Biden, too. His son, Beau, died of cancer a year and a half ago. And then last January, President Obama named him to be the head of what he called the Cancer Moonshot. Biden commented at UVM that getting to the moon was easier than curing cancer. There's only one moon, he says, and there are several hundred kinds of cancer. He also recalled President Kennedy's speech when he announced the goal of landing a man on the moon and connected that back to the effort to fight cancer.
He talked about how we don't go because it's easy, we go, etc. But the operative line for me, Joe Biden, was he said, we are unwilling to postpone going. The whole purpose of my moonshot is infuse, as Dr. King said, the urgency of now. We should be unwilling to postpone even a single day the kinds of changes we can make.
Biden closed his remarks by telling the medical community in the room, if you were ever going to get involved in research, this is the moment. For VPR News, I'm Patty Daniels.